Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio, and today's guest we have Adam Liao. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
So what has life been like after winning, gosh, what is it now, 3 years, MasterChef Australia?
Yeah, it's been a bit over 3 years, and I never really expected my career to go this long, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Now, you were a lawyer, weren't you? You trained as a lawyer, and I think you were a practicing lawyer.
Yes, I was. I was a practicing lawyer for 11 years, so not a short period of time. But since MasterChef, it's been great. You know, I've got, released a couple of books, made a couple of TV series, now working on a few more. So things are all going very well.
Is it a life that you perhaps had always dreamed of, or has it been something that kind of, well, not fell in your lap, but you could see that there was a potential that you could, you know, make money and have a life rather than the world of law?
It was always something that you kind of wish you could do but never seriously considered that you could. Yeah. You know, I think anybody who loves food has an idea of writing their own cookbook one day, and almost everybody who's cooked anything has a little book somewhere with a scrapbook of recipes that they're jotting down or things that they're collecting from friends. And I did that for many, many years. But then getting to release my own cookbooks has been quite literally a dream come true.
What have been some of the biggest challenges, though, in terms of leaving a big corporate job? We've just finished writing a whole range of stories. It's actually going to appear in our December edition, of people that have left, you know, the corporate ladder and corporate life and started their own thing. For you, what has been the biggest challenges?
I guess it's that insecurity, you know. Are you doing the right thing? Are you going in the right direction? When you're in a corporate role, which I was for many, many years, you've always got the next goal very, very clearly in your sights. You know, there's always the next promotion or the next pay rise that you're looking for, or the next project that you'd love to work on. But when you go out and kind of do something that is essentially just a passion project, it becomes a bit more difficult. You never know quite if you're in the right direction, whether you need to make a slight adjustment or a very big adjustment, or sometimes you don't even know where the next paycheck's going to be coming from. So you've got to learn to get more comfortable with that uncertainty, I think. And it applies to anything, you know. If you wanted to quit your job and move into the country and start running a hobby farm or something, it would be the same kind of fear, I think.
Yeah. At Mind Food, we love a transformation story, and I think it's good for people to hear that, you know, it's not always sweet. And a lot of people say those first few years out where you are perhaps doing something that you've always wished and dreamed you could do and you're doing it, it never quite works out the way you thought. And perhaps some of the successes are not in the areas that you perhaps initially thought they would be. Has that been the same for you?
Absolutely. You know, I had no intention of ever making a TV show, and yet that's what I find myself doing most of my time these days. I always wanted to write a cookbook, and that's probably the other half of my time. That's where that goes. But I think, there is always that kind of uncertainty and this kind of uneasy feeling. And, you know, things are going very, very well for me at the moment. I don't deny that at all. But I still, you know, get the odd email from an old law colleague going, you know, are you ready to come back? And I don't say no. I say maybe soon.
What do they think of your big change, though? You know, your corporate friends.
They love it. You know, I don't think there's too many people that see somebody who gets out off that corporate treadmill and goes into doing something they really enjoy doing and manages to actually make a go of it that doesn't like what they see. I think they like to think that they could do it themselves one day. So I feel very, very privileged to getting the opportunity to do all the things that I get to do right now.
Now, the main, you know, catalyst for change, obviously, was that spotlight of the MasterChef program. You know, it's a great program. It has a real following. But it is a reality TV show. For you, once you left that world and probably the comfort of friendships and the crew and all that, what was the reality like for you? You know, being noticed in the street and actually thinking, oh, hang on, this is my new normal.
That took a lot of getting used to. It was a big lifestyle change, I have to say. You know, no more going out with my friends late at night because things could get pretty out of hand. It's toned down a lot in the years since then. I'm not quite I guess as recognisable as I was like a few years ago. But it really did hit you like a ton of bricks. You know, people, magazines trolling through your old social media accounts looking for anything that might incriminate you, or, you know, some news outlets just frankly making up stories about you. And you kind of think, wow, are people's appetite for news that isn't even news that strong that you would go to the extent of actually manufacturing stuff to talk about?
Do you feel, though, you know, because a lot of kids don't see that other side of it, but they crave a fame. They just crave that sort of notoriety. For you, it was quite different because you could even see on the competition, and I watched that series of you winning that whole sort of, night after night, seeing it happen. And I think they definitely chose the right man, and you were the talent in terms of cook and flavours and all that. But I always thought, out of anyone who's won that show, you had an intellect that perhaps the others didn't quite have. And I'm not...
there's a lot of very smart people on that show. I have to say that. I think you're being unfairly kind to me in that respect.
I just sort of think that you perhaps could sort it out a bit easier, or really sort of see what it was, you know?
Yeah, it's a funny thing trying to craft a life for yourself post-reality TV. I still, when I look back at my time on MasterChef, I enjoyed it immensely and wouldn't take it back for a second, but I still think it was such a strange thing for me to do. It's completely out of character for me to go on a reality TV show, and I certainly didn't expect to win it. But I guess after that reality TV ride, there is a lot. It's very different, you know. You go from being unknown to being a household face, if not a name, and then obviously that creates a lot of opportunities for you, but navigating that post-reality TV world is something that's very, very difficult, I think, for a lot of people, because not only do you have so many more options to choose from, there's also a lot more that rides on making the right decisions. To illustrate that point, I was offered a whole bunch of different TV shows when I first came out of MasterChef, and a lot of people thought I was really crazy for not wanting to do them, but I never had a real love for going into TV, and particularly the kind of shows where they just wanted a recognisable face to get up there and talk about what they wanted to talk about. And then after a few years, SBS came to me and said, we've got a really good idea for a show, and it was right up my alley. You know, it was honest. It was about telling real stories about real people and about real food, and I jumped at the chance, and it was never something that I wanted to get into, but now it's opened up a whole new avenue creatively for me, and I'm enjoying it hugely.
Has it made you cynical at all about the TV industry or the food industry?
Not cynical. It's made it much clearer to me about what both of those industries are and what works and what doesn't. And I guess it removed a lot of the illusions for me, and I don't mean that in a negative way. You know, there's a lot of cliches both in television and in food, and once you understand why they're there and how they work and what motivates that from happening, it's eye-opening to me, and I enjoy knowing more about those worlds.
Yeah. So for you, Adam, you know, where does the future lie? Is there a food brand and restaurant and all that? Like, how big do you become?
I guess I've always kind of looked at the career that I have right now as being a real gift. You know, it's not something that a lot of people get to do, and I'm really trying to enjoy it while I can. I'm not looking at it to be my path to stardom and untold riches. So I have a very simple philosophy in what I do, and it's just to do the kind of things that I've always wanted to do. And because of the position I'm in, I kind of get the opportunity to do a lot more of those, and I consider myself very lucky for that. So I've got another book in the works, and writing cookbooks is something that I absolutely love doing. I didn't think that I would enjoy it as much as I do. I always wanted to do it. I didn't know if I would enjoy it, but I absolutely love it. I write a column for the Wall Street Journal, which is also something that I've always wanted to do, and thankfully I've got the opportunity to do that, and I enjoy doing that. So I'm making these TV series for SBS, which I'm also loving. And I guess the other thing that I'd really like to do at some stage, maybe not for a couple of years, is open a little restaurant somewhere. But that's maybe down the track. Otherwise, I'm very comfortable where I am, and I've got a new family and a little boy, and I'm enjoying the chance to work from home and see how he grows up.
Yeah. Look, it sounds like you've got a good philosophy to life. I've got to tell you, your new book, Asian After Work, is not only a beautiful book, those recipes work. And I know that might sound really crazy saying that, but you would be surprised at how many cookbooks we get in at work and their recipes just don't really come together that well.
So I guess it's a function of my history. You know, I'm not, because I was a lawyer for so many years, I did come home, like most people do, from work and cook things. And this is just kind of the stuff that I actually cooked. A lot of cookbooks, I guess, are written by chefs or people who go out and develop recipes for the cookbook. For me, this was really just recording the kind of things that I cook at home anyway. And so the recipes work, not because I've tested them well, but because I've cooked them 200 times each in my own kitchen.
Mm. And that's what I think comes through. There's a real honesty to it. And, you know, it's great to see. And I wish you every success because, you know, I think, as I said before, that philosophy in life is so important and you seem to have it right. So well done.
No, thanks very much, Michael.
Thanks for being on the show today, Adam.
Thank you.
Okay, so for more details or recipes from Adam and his beautiful new cookbook, Asian After Work, head to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.